We're talking with Kayla McKibben. Kayla, what's hometown for you?
Wyandotte, Oklahoma, in the northeast corner of the state.
Okay. Kayla, let's talk a little bit about your year thus far as National Beef Ambassador. Of course, it started with you winning the state contest last summer, and then you competed for the national honors later in the summer at the beginning of fall.
Yes, sir. So we get to travel to big urban cities. So I know we've got New York City planned out. We've got Chicago. We've got Houston. So just a lot of highly urbanized areas that are most disconnected with our agriculture system. So we focus on them because we want them to be as confident in the beef that we produce as we are. So that's what we've kind of been doing. We've been doing some trainings. We're also going to be touring some different facilities like a JBS feedlot. We have that opportunity. We are going to have some training also in Denver. So we get to kind of do everything. So we talk with producers, but we mostly focus on consumers.
This, you know, once you win one of the spots as a National Beef Ambassador, that training is the first part of it. Then you swing into the action of actually interacting with consumers, right?
Yes, sir. So we have different responsibilities. We have a blogging responsibility every week. We get to talk about something, a big issue in agriculture or the beef production, or we get to talk about recipes. So we have blogging, and then we have social media sites that we stay connected to connect those consumers. And then also we have the one-on-one time with our consumers at different cooking shows or farm shows, and we really connect on so many different levels.
What have you learned thus far about, you know, how you best interact or connect with the consumer?
People have questions, and we want to answer them, but sometimes it's hard to be able to connect with them because producers are all the time so busy with their operations. And so what we do is we get to answer those questions, and it's fun because you wouldn't think people have those questions, but when they do, it's awesome to be able to answer them for them.
What kind of questions?
Where does our beef come from? What is in our beef? I've heard so many different things about beef that it's not good for me, or it's not humane the way the producers produce them. And so all kinds of questions surrounding the environment, nutrition, and just general production, and then easy ways that they can make beef. So recipes and different cooking methods.
When you stop and think about your background, your involvement with the beef industry, has that helped you in interacting with the consumers?
Absolutely. People, I don't think, remember that we are consumers also. So we're producers, but we also consume the same beef that we produce. So it's kind of fun because I can pull from my experiences as a beef production, as a product of beef production. So it helps me a lot. But at the end, we're all consumers.
What do you think you're gaining as a National Beef Ambassador this year?
Oh my goodness, networks, so much. It's hard to kind of sum it up in a few sentences, but so many great opportunities to meet wonderful people, not only in this industry, but being able to connect with people that I may not have been able to connect with. So those consumers that work hard every day but are just in a different industry, I think that's a wonderful opportunity.
Now, you're currently a student at OSU, right?
Yes, sir. I'm a Cowboy. Go Pokes.
Now, you know, what's ahead after that?
I am going to go to grad school. The subject is kind of undecided right now. I would love animal science with a focus in ruminant nutrition, but also it's hard for me to get away from my love for consumers. So I'll probably pursue that also, but it's undecided at this point.